Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's not going to be anything like we expect it to be. It's not going to be normal. It's going to suck a little bit. We're going to be separated and stuff, but we really put our priority on just showing up and doing what we're told.
Pirates pitcher Joe Musgrove right there, friend of the show. Jason Mackey, another friend of the show, going to join us next hour. A full report on the Pirates' first day of workouts. Musgrove went on to say that fans don't want to hear them bitch and complain. They just want baseball back after all of the screaming and yelling and back and forth, the delay. We should have baseball this weekend, I think. I mean, we should have had baseball this weekend. We should have had baseball back for the 4th of July. There was plenty of time to do it. They took their sweet-ass time because both sides were hoping for the perfect deal. And what we end up getting is another 3 weeks of waiting and waiting and waiting, and these guys are just now getting together for team activities. We should be starting about an 80-game, half a baseball season right now. And I think the owners are more to blame, but the players aren't blameless in this either. Musgrove, I'm just thinking about baseball. That is not a universal opinion by any stretch. I'm not surprised that Musgrove, who's kind of a no-nonsense guy, would feel that way, would express that opinion. I haven't heard any Pirates second-guess their decision to come back and play. Former Pirate Charlie Morton telling Tampa Bay reporters, I don't feel entirely comfortable with the idea of doing this, but I don't know how long we're supposed to sit in our homes and wait to make a decision about our careers. That's a very honest statement. That's pretty much spot on. This is not maybe ideal, but what else are we supposed to do? Just sit at home and twiddle our thumbs? I think that's very relatable. And then there's Mike Trout. So you've got Musgrove on one end of the spectrum. Let's just play baseball and zip it. That's what America wants. We're paid. We're professionally paid athletes. No one wants to hear us sing the blues. You've got Charlie Morton kind of in the middle getting tugged in both directions. And then on the other side, you've got Mike Trout today, who I don't think Mike Trout, even though he's at Angels workouts, I don't think Mike Trout guaranteed by any stretch that he's going to play this year. He sounded like a guy that is still right on the fence, that hasn't really made up his mind. He's there, but he doesn't sound completely sold on it. He's got, I think, a kid on the way. And so he seems to be walking kind of a tightrope right now. I would say this about when a player like Mike Trout isn't shy or isn't afraid to say, I'm not comfortable being here, but I'm here. I think this kind of speaks to one of the biggest problems baseball has, and that is there really isn't somebody in the sport right now who's a great ambassador for it. The commissioner clearly isn't. He puts his foot in his mouth all the time. I think Trout is the best player in the game by a country mile. But his team is never that good. He hasn't authored a lot of memorable moments that baseball fans look at him and he's synonymous for. It's not like there are these indelible, unforgettable moments with Mike Trout in his career. He's put up incredible numbers. Fantasy football, he's a fantasy baseball dream. But he's not a great face for the sport. You know, Sidney Crosby isn't Mr. Personality, but you know that he's super in love with hockey and there's nothing that is going to keep him from coming back and playing. You know, football, you don't need a larger-than-life personality. You just need to be a great winner. Tom Brady. Tom Brady is so committed to football that he actually should be getting in trouble. He should be getting fined for hosting these practices and get-togethers right now. There aren't a lot of identifiable people in baseball anymore. There's a big-time star drain from the sport. The All-Star game got canceled today. I don't think anybody's going to miss that. It's the first time without a Major League Baseball All-Star game since 1945. I didn't sense when that news broke on social media today, I didn't sense any kind of lamenting or sadness in baseball fans about that. Like, oh, we're not going to get a chance to see the best of the best play in an exhibition game this year. Too bad.